USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump says he's been indicted in the investigation into classified documents found at his Florida residence. Trump's attorney Alina Habba reacted Thursday.
For the president to be indicted for something that every other president, every other non-president, including vice presidents, have done shows what a sick world we are living in. I am petrified for the country at the moment.
Prosecutors decided to indict Trump for his alleged mishandling of classified documents and obstruction of the government's attempt to retrieve the documents after a months-long investigation by special counsel Jack Smith. Trump has maintained he did not break any laws, and he declassified the documents found at Mar-a-Lago. President Biden, meantime, is brushing off allegations he was involved in an influence-peddling scheme during his time as vice president.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
During a press conference at the White House, he was asked about a document in the FBI's possession containing a years-old unsubstantiated allegation of bribery against him. Republicans have claimed the document would shed light on an alleged criminal scheme involving the Biden family. The FAA has delayed flights into the New York area due to the ongoing bad air quality.
That includes flights into New York City and Newark, New Jersey. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said in a statement that the agency is fully prepared to modify operations as needed as smoke from Canada's wildfires makes its way over the U.S. East Coast. I'm Dave Collins.
The White House postponing its Pride Month celebration on the South Lawn because of the smoke. It'll now be held Saturday. Smoke continues to cause disruptions to schedules in the sports world as well, especially Major League Baseball. At least two people are dead after a small plane crash in Northern California. Police say it happened Thursday in Solano County, just outside of Sacramento. Both victims aboard the experimental Skybolt plane died at the scene. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing a series of border security bills.
Texas has had to take unprecedented steps in responding to the crisis caused by the Biden administration on the border.
One bill designates drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. That means higher criminal penalties and adds them to the state intelligence databases. The National Guard will also be given the right to use drones. The U.S. and U.K. are standing together in their unwavering support for Ukraine in its war with Russia.
The U.K. and the United States, together with more than 50 partners, have committed historic levels of security assistance to Ukraine.
That's what President Biden said at the White House alongside British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. The man suspected in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is now in FBI custody and in the U.S. Joran van der Sloot is in Alabama, where he faces fraud and extortion charges related to Holloway's disappearance. Holloway disappeared during a trip to Aruba, and her body has never been found. Van der Sloot allegedly told Holloway's family he could tell them where the body is in exchange for $250,000. He was being held in Peru for the murder of a woman in 2010. American Airlines customers are being allowed to rebook flights without fees due to the smoky conditions in the Northeast. The airline said passengers traveling to certain airports in 9 states and Washington, D.C. will have their change fees waived if they want to still travel to the same city. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.